episode 124. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Streams provide a way to read and write potentially unlimited information, and working with them is very different than data types representing a single variable. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. I've described streams so far with an example of a stream of water flowing by, and it's time to go a little deeper into that understanding. Why are they useful, and how do you use them? There's a lot to explain, so this topic will be split into two episodes. I'll explain some basic properties of streams today, including reading and writing data. You'll likely work with streams when dealing with files, but there are other places where a stream makes sense. Anytime you have a series or a string of data where one byte comes after another, then a stream might help. It doesn't matter if the stream has a fixed beginning and end or if it can go on forever. When dealing with this type of data, which is more of a flow of data, it helps to have a common and accepted way to read, write, and manipulate the data. Streams have been around for a long time, even before object-oriented programming. In the C language, you open a file on disk with the fopen method and it returns you a pointer to a file struct. What's inside this file struct is not for your program to use in any way. All you do is pass the pointer to other methods to read and write information and later to close the file when you're done. The other methods use the information in the file struct to know which file on disk is being worked on and where in the file the data should be read from or written to. This is a stream because as you read or write information, the file struct is updated with the new position. What I mean is that if you read 5 bytes, then the current position within the file is advanced by 5 bytes. That way, when you read another 5 bytes, you get the next 5 bytes instead of reading the same bytes again. It's as if the water in the stream has flowed past you a bit. It's different than a real stream because it waits for you to read again before advancing. A real stream just keeps on flowing. As you can see, this concept makes it easy to read and write information to and from files because you don't have to worry about where you are in the file. The stream keeps track of that for you. Programming streams are a little more advanced than this. They have a direction, either in, out, or sometimes both. Input streams have a source of data, and output streams have a destination. This also allows you to use the same concept not only on files, but anything similar. The C++ language takes streams to a whole new level and makes them object-oriented. Common streams in C++ include CIN and COUT that read and write information from the console. C++ also gives you file streams for working with files and string streams for manipulating strings in memory. You might wonder why they're so special if streams have been around for so long. Well, you can work with them much easier and extend them in ways not possible with the older streams. I'll explain more right after this message from our sponsor. If you need help with your programming, all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. There's currently room for 25 people to attend, and as of now, the 1-hour intro class is free, and the 2-hour beginner class is $20. There's a lot more that I can explain when you can see my screen and ask questions. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Let's say you want to write a couple of integers to an older stream. Once you get the current position right where you want, you have to call a write method and pass a pointer to the first integer and a length in bytes of how many bytes to read from memory and write to the stream. The process is error-prone and tedious. And if you want to switch between types and write an int, then a string, and then a bool, well, good luck. And if you want to format a string output with some information, then you have to call methods like sprintf, which stands for string print formatted. Now, sprintf and its cousins are so unsafe and likely to be misused that they've been banned from use in many companies. And for good reason. They rely on format strings with placeholders that identify the type of data being inserted into the output string. The idea is to create a format string that contains some text you want copied as is to the output, along with other variables that get inserted into the string at certain spots. But if you get them mixed up and use a placeholder that says an integer variable will be inserted at some location, but actually you pass a bool, then the sprintf method is going to try reading 4 bytes when you only provided 1. What if you have a cool new custom class that you just wrote and want to convert it to a string and write the string value to a stream? The old streams make this difficult, and you can tell the code is different than what you can do with the built-in types. The new streams provide an object-oriented approach to reading and writing information. They use operator overloading instead of methods with parameters to make sure that you don't get anything mixed up. And they're extensible and make it easy for your custom classes to blend right into the code just like the built-in types. If you want to send an integer to a stream, then there's an overloaded operator left shift, which looks like a double less than sign. This operator is custom to integers and knows how to get that integer value into the stream. You no longer have to worry about addresses, pointers, or byte sizes. Want to read information from a stream? Then use an overloaded version of the right shift operator, which looks like a double greater than sign. And you can't get them mixed up because the compiler knows all about the types of your variables and makes sure to call the correct overloaded operator. When you want to extend this to work with your own types, just provide your own overloaded shift operators, either for input or for output, that work with your new type, and the compiler will call your new versions when needed. This system of overloading left shift and right shift operators to write and read information from streams is so easy to use and extend that it's been picked up by other classes and functionality. Maybe you want to create a log file to record information about what happens in your application. A good design for a logging library will make the log file appear to be a stream, which it's already a file, sure, but it has extra features not found in normal files. The logging library can expose the extra features in a way that blends in with the standard stream operators. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.